Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Congratulations to the Liberty Eagles trap team. They took third place at the National Trap Shoot FFA division in Sparta, Illinois. And also congratulations to the West Plains FFA for taking second overall in the FFA division. The St. Louis Cardinals were in action last night hosting the Mets with more. Here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the problem with runners in scoring position continued yesterday as the Cardinals would 0 for 7 with runners in scoring position, losing to the Mets 6-0.
Sean Manaea was too much for the Cardinals, another left-handed pitcher the Cardinals just could not handle. They didn't get anything going on the offensive side. Double-digit strikeouts again for Manaea back-to-back times, and Andre Pallante, who got the start for the Cardinals, was okay early on. He just ran into a bad inning.
The Cardinals are 18-16 against left-handed pitchers, but the last couple of games ran into a buzzsaw with Steele and then Manaea yesterday.
They sure did. They're having trouble with them, and they're going to need to get production from their right-handed guys. It just didn't happen yesterday.
So let's turn the page, and tonight the Cardinals play the Tampa Bay Rays. It's Sonny Gray going for his 11th win against Jeffrey Springs 0-0. We're on the air at 5:50. Ricky will have the lineups at 6:35. I'll bring you Sonny Gray's first pitch at 6:45. We hope you'll join us. The Mets won yesterday 6-0.
You can catch all the Cardinal games on KUKU 100.3 and News Talk Radio KWPM. West Plains Zizzer Quarterback Club has a huge event coming up on Friday, August 16th. Eric Judd, former Zizzer and Quarterback Club member, tells us a little bit about what the Quarterback Club helps with.
So the Quarterback Club was founded quite some time ago, and it's basically just a fundraising arm for the football program to try to buy some of those specialty items. It's 100% all given back to the club, but you know, it's specifically focused around things that the coaches need or think they need that year. So we've bought in everything from safety equipment that you see on the helmets now that came out a couple years ago, to the practice push dummies. So just ancillary things that to help the school.
Zizzer Quarterback Club annual football dinner and auction Friday night, August 16th at the middle school FEMA shelter, 6 p.m. The doors will open at 5:30. Eric Judd tells us a little bit about what you can expect to see and where the money raised will go towards.
So we'll have the entire football team there. They'll all get introductions. A ton of auction items that the community donates. A lot of really nice items. So it's a big deal. This year, our focus, and it's been this way for probably 3 or 4 years, we've just been trying to accumulate the money, is to refurbish and build some stairs down from the locker room. You know, we're in coordination with West Plains, the Booster Club, other athletic programs at the high school and middle school, because everybody uses the football stadium. So our hopes is to get a staircase built down from there.
Ashley Cooley shares how you can purchase a ticket or table or maybe even donate an item to the auction.
If anyone's interested in purchasing a ticket, like Eric mentioned, a single ticket is $25 and a reserve table for a group of six is $250. If you're interested in purchasing a ticket or a table, you can call me directly at 417-256-6150. Also, if you are interested in donating a live or silent auction item, I'd be happy to coordinate that with you and plan a time for our Zizzer football athletes to come out and pick that up and take a photo at your business to promote you as a sponsor for our Quarterback Club dinner and auction. So feel free to reach me again. My phone number is 417-256-6150.
The West Plains Zizzer Quarterback Club annual football dinner and auction Friday, August 16th at the middle school FEMA shelter, 6 p.m. and the doors will open at 5:30. A pulled pork dinner with all the sides, silent and live auction. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.